This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Because she's got divine concession. There are few days in the month of Ramadan where she enjoys the privilege and the virtue of Ramadan without the fast of Ramadan. When she makes the qaza after Ramadan, for her it's still the same reward of Ramadan, and hence it's the spirit and the blessing of Ramadan. But you will be astounded to know how many sisters have years of qaza. I was a month ago in Australia. We flew from Perth to Sydney, had some programs there, and from there onwards to Brisbane. So when I was in Sydney, I just stopped there for one day, had about 2-3 programs and onward flight. We had the basic snacks at one brother's place. So when we got there, I asked them, what's the program? They said, no, this brother is fasting who has invited you. So the meals will be after the program. So I said, no problem, whatever it is. Anyway, after the meals were over, I asked the brother, mashallah, who's this brother? And you know, what was the fast? He was an Australian revert, white Australian boy. Met with him, gave us a good time, he entertained us. I asked, you know, what was the fast? What fast was he keeping? So the brother tapped me, he says, Maulana, I will tell you afterwards. After the program was over, he said, come, I tell you what. This young Australian must be in his 20s, wonderful brother, staying adjacent to the masjid. When he accepted Islam, for the first 3 years, he found it very difficult to fast. So he had qaza of 3 years fast. And then Allah gave him hidayat and he changed his life. So now he's keeping the qaza of those 3 years and he's finishing his 90th roza today. It brought such tears to my eyes that here you find a revert Australian. This is the condition. This is how he is fasting. Conscious of the fast that he has missed, that his obligation to Allah. And how many of our sisters that have fasted for years? Tastanzi'u bis salah. And this woman used to mock namaz. I will not forget a sight that caused me so much pain in my life. I was a little child. When I say a little child, I'm saying a good 20 years ago. I was working at one little shop outside, and two young Muslim boys walked by. And there was, the azan went. To be precise, it was the azan of Jamia Masjid. And there was a non-Muslim girl standing by there. These boys were trying to flirt or whatever, Allah knows best. So she even made a comment, and she says, oh, there, I think there goes your prayer, why don't you go? So I was a child, I couldn't fully understand, but the statement those boys made, Allah be my witness, I can still cry for it now. They said, no, that man sings, we only listen to him Friday, otherwise we don't bother about him. وَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. You read the Quran, what Allah says. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Go and study the commentary of this verse. Your hair will stand on ends. Woe be to those who perform namaz. Not those who don't perform. Woe be to those who perform namaz. But in a particular way. Who? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who are negligent, those who are heedless, those who are oblivious. And then you go and see how commentators explain sahoon. At times they focus, at times they don't focus. At times they perform with concentration, at times not. You take women, unfortunately, sometimes they read in it in the awal time, sometimes they read in it qaza time, never on time, either before or after. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. When the kuffar will be asked, what made you end up in Jahannam? Brothers, we want to talk on Mi'raj. There cannot be a greater lesson from Mi'raj than Salah. There cannot be, in my understanding, anything greater than Salah. When the kuffar will be asked, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What made you end up in Jahannam? The first thing they will say is, we didn't perform Salah. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. There was no Salah in our lives. And then they will speak about all the other evils. Through the barakat of Salah, Allah has done everything. Allah communicates with Musa alayhi salam. Imagine Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam gets revelation. Allah barely introduces himself to Musa. Inni ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salah. Allah says, I am one, there's no deity besides me, establish salah. Allah told Nabi alayhi salam, they accused Nabi alayhi salam and they made nasty comments about Nabi alayhi salam. They said, you are an abtar. Abtar means an animal, the tail of which has been severed. Meaning you have no male offspring, so your name won't prosper. This was the nasty comment they made to Nabi alayhi salam. You have no male children to take your name forward. You are abtar, an animal whose tail is cut off. Who will remember you in the world? Those were the nasty comments. And today also it is said, brothers, that many of us are very insensitive to the sensitivity of people. Some people will come, oh, you're still not married. You know, just blatantly make these comments. You're still battling with this car. You still don't have a child. You still don't have this. As if it is in his... How insensitive can we be to the sensitivity of people? Allah then revealed the verse, Inna atainaka al-kawthar. In Bahr al-Muhit, there is 26 explanations to the word kawthar. Then Allah told Nabi alayhi salam, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. O Nabi of Allah, you perform salah. You perform salah. That is what you have to do, and we will take care of your enemies. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in. Alladhina yaj'aluna ma'allahi ilahan akhar. You perform salah, and we will personally deal with all those that mock at you. And in the tafsir, there is written there were 5 kuffar under the commentary of this ayat. And in a very strange way, Allah then caused the death of every one of them. So the greatest lesson that we can take is salah. Imagine, brothers, you know, they say you are on the hit list. You better be careful, you're on the hit list. In the hadith of Bukhari, Nabi alayhi salam said, it is the desire of my heart to burn the house of that man who performs his salah at home. Can you imagine a man who was an embodiment of compassion, from whose every action was kindness and mercy? Yet how many Muslim homes are on the burn list of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In the course of this year, I had the opportunity to go to Indonesia. The hadith of Bukhari says, "Man fatathu salatul asri, fakannama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu." We have not appreciated the similitude and the example that Nabi alayhi salam has given, and to whom Nabi alayhi salam has likened the loss. Nabi alayhi salam said, a person who misses asr namaz, for that instance, or any namaz, it is as if he lost all his family and all his possession. Now when we went into Indonesia, and I went literally to Banda Aceh, which was the prime area of the devastation, and I don't want to elaborate, it's a talk of its own. But we've seen people who lost their family, who lost their belongings, people that were sitting at the side and, you know, beneath a capsized ship, they made a little shack and they started living there. People who just, on the land where once upon a time their house existed, they pitched up a small tent and they started staying there, lost their family, lost their belongings. At that time, this hadith of Bukhari came in my mind, that the Nabi of Allah said, if you miss one namaz, your loss is worse than this man. Where I visualized and I literally seen the man. And I couldn't fully comprehend his pain because I was not experiencing it. But somehow I could identify to his pain because I seen it. But imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَكَأَنَّمَا وُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. That if you miss one namaz, you've lost everything. So what happens to this fat woman? She used to mock at salah. She used to delay namaz. She was unmindful of her namaz. We come towards the end of the hadith. The fifth woman. وَأَمَّا الَّتِي رَأْسُهَا رَأْسُ خِنْزِيرٍ وَبَدَنُهَا بَدَنُ حِمَارٍ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفُ لَوْنٍ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ مَنَّانَةٌ حَسَّادَةٌ. The fifth woman who was disfigured and had the body of a mule